Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. This incredible radio station is just, oh my God. Excuse me. Sorry, I get all choked up when I start thinking about the new signal on Big Willie 105.5. Also, you can hear me on these great radio stations, River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. Thank you so much for joining us, Dimitri, live and dangerously local. Studio line 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. If you want to talk with me about pretty much anything, this is your chance. 740-325-1490. Been talking about the LA riots, been talking about Trump's reaction to them. Frankly, it hasn't been all that strong yet. But we'll see. Because it really demands a very strong reaction, an overwhelming show of force. You got to arrest the mayor of Los Angeles. I mean, you just have to arrest her for not setting out the police to protect people. You got to play hardball with these people. They don't understand anything else. All right, I want to talk with you about something else. Now, after the 8 o'clock news, I might be the last person in the media who has not forgotten about East Palestine and who wants to do something for those poor victims. But what can I do? I'm just, you know. At the end of the day, think of me as a high school graduate talking into a microphone, because I am a high school graduate and I am talking into a microphone. Thus, that. So I'm watching this newscast and I've got the audio. In fact, I'm going to play that for you at the beginning of the next hour about how these poor people in East Palestine have been all but forgotten by virtually everybody in the media and apparently by both the Biden administration and, I hate to say it, but apparently the Trump administration too. This is a nonpartisan bitch session that'll be happening after the 8 o'clock news here regarding these poor people, East Palestine. If you know anyone who lives in East Palestine or cares about the people in East Palestine after that horrendous railroad accident and the explosion and everything else, oh my God, it's unbelievable. I've got a very special guest for you. Her name is Mindy Bish. She is a big deal attorney who is representing these people. She was actually featured in the news story regarding them. I reached out to her and she said, yeah, sure. Let's talk about this. Let your listeners know about what the hell's going on, or more importantly, what is not going on in East Palestine. Because I figured, well, with the Trump administration and, with J.D. Vance and Bernie Marino and Mike Rulli and all the rest of them, and, of course, you know, a useless governor who is a Republican, that everything would finally be taken care of in East Palestine for these poor people. Apparently not. So Mindy's going to be joining us. Mindy Bish is going to be joining us after the 8 o'clock news. But I want to talk with you about something else. Carly Dittmar. I love Carly Dittmar. Not in any sort of a creepy way, but I do really care about this woman. She has done more in terms of citizen journalism than an awful lot of people here in the Valley. She is a pistol. She really is. I just think the world of her, and she's fearless. She's absolutely fearless. I love this woman. So I'm looking at her Facebook post or post feed, whatever the right term is, and she posted this. Now, I want to share some of this with you. For those of you who don't know, the city of Wheeling, a lovely city that's not been served well by its politicians. A lot of them are useless. We had a mayor, a guy named Glenn Elliott, who was not a bad human being, but a complete and utter total failure as a mayor. I mean, it's about as bad as it gets in terms of ineptitude. Oh, let's make Main Street two-way. Oh, let's make Market Street two-way. Oh, we can't do that. Okay, fine. The state wants to fix Main Street, fix Market? No. We're going to do it our way, and we're going to take away parking spaces, and we're going to add these bioswales, and we're going to be really good. He's an idiot. Anyway, so these bioswales are essentially huge gaps, huge holes throughout Main and Market. And I guess it's to catch water, and they catching water in a way that is politically correct. But these things are a nightmare. They look grotesque. There are these big holes in the ground. All the garbage goes in there. They've got some vegetation. It looks terrible. It looks like, honestly, like giant open sewers is what it looks like to me. A lot of people can't stand them. And I think they're also accidents waiting to happen for people falling into these things. I mean, you just can't imagine how bad this is. They call it streetscape. But because these holes, these holes are designed all over Main and Market. I call it street gape for these gaping holes. So someone took a picture, I'm not quite sure who, but took a picture of one of them, this giant gaping hole, and I guess this is on Main. No, this is on Market. I believe this is on Market, one of the corners, maybe 12th. No, not 12th, but one of the corners. All right. And anyway, there's a big picture here of this, and it looks as horrible as you would think it would look. And so Carly writes in the post here, besides a design to cripple people, the city said these have no drainage. Who designed this disaster? Because you see water just pooling there, which, of course, mosquitoes and all that. So here are all the comments. Renee Dorsey says, tell me that water isn't going to just stagnate there. Yuck. Linda Mason writes to Renee, to be honest, we walked back past about an hour later and it was dissipated. Not sure how long it took. It's the height of the curbs that don't appear to be wheelchair accessible or have elderly in mind. And then I just posted a picture of former Mayor Glenn Elliott wearing his face diaper. And then Chap responded, I would be concerned about mosquitoes there. Chap, so would I, so would a lot of other people. Linda Mason says, thanks for sharing. Wheeling's full of voices. Thanks to those who make sure mine stays attached to mine. You are appreciated. Jeff Shallcross, nice. So you can overflow mud on the sidewalks when it overflows. A lot of geniuses. Geniuses misspelled, by the way. Barbara writes, I walk by these every day. They're also filled with empty bottles, food wrappers, etc. Julie writes, the drains are there, but the weeds are preventing it from draining. Barbara writes, the mulch has also plugged up the drains. Terry writes, it's called getting kickbacks from the company they hired to engineer it. George writes, they are little more than garbage receptacles. Marcy writes, can't wait for the drunk people open carrying fall into one and sue the city, which I've been talking about for a long time now. Sylvia writes, Marcy, a friend and I was just talking about, we were sitting down by Tito's, and it had a walkway that dipped off into the hole, and the bar's right there. So I said, all over town, there will have lots of lawsuits, I bet, against stuff that I've been talking about as well. Marcy responds, absolutely. Another example of great leadership here in Wheeling. Marcy says, exactly. We've got an attorney posted, the West Virginia Bar Association. Thank you. I'm not quite sure what that means. Okay, Bob writes, bioswales are secretly designed to catch drunk drivers. It's not bad. Carly writes, well, it's already broken a man's arm. Bob writes, it's for the earth. And let's see, Charlie writes, probably the city's demon rat libertard planners. I'm guessing Charlie's a conservative. Carly agrees 100%. Chuck writes, it will make a great pond. A couple ducks, and we are ready to go. And he has a picture of an emoji of a duck. And Scott writes, just plain ugly. It's what you all get for keeping the same department heads left over from the worst administration Wheeling has ever had. That would be Glenn Elliott's, of course. You can't have change if you aren't willing to change. Wheeling is in trouble, and folks stop short of what it is needed. Then biatch when results aren't what they wanted. And it goes on and on and on. So take a look at Carly Dittmar's Facebook profile, Dittmar, D-I-T-T-M-A-R, Carly, C-A-R-L-E-E. Great lady. Absolutely great lady. Think the world of her. And she has also been on top of this issue regarding the vagrants, which some people call the homeless or the hobos or the the unhoused, I guess, is the new one now, the way to clean it up. The unhoused, well, they're still vagrants. Anyway, so Carly has been documenting a lot of that as well. Honestly, she has done more to document the problems in Wheeling than the unintelligencer. Bob Nutting's useless newspapers, The Unintelligencer and The News Register. Carly Dittmar's a one-woman citizen journalism force. She really is. So make sure you follow her on Facebook and take a look at this yourself. I don't think she took this picture. I think it was Linda's picture. But boy, it just speaks volumes. And it's the stuff that I've been talking about for a very, very long time, that these are lawsuits waiting to happen. They're garbage receptacles. They're just, they scream woke. Because the one thing with former mayor Glenn Elliott, who loved wearing his face diaper during the pandemic, he's all about the woke. And we could have had a simple fix for Maine and Market. He didn't want that. The state offered a simple fix when Justice was governor. Then he wanted the Maine and Market both to be two ways, which with the vehicles and all that these days couldn't be done. So lots and lots of money and time wasted there. And now this waste, this utter, complete, total waste of a streetscape, which is a street gape. I can't even do it justice by talking about it. I can't even do it justice. It's really that bad. And the garbage, and oh my God, it's just terrible. And with the stagnant water, how long before we have a problem with mosquitoes? I'm dead serious. How long before we have problems with mosquitoes? And how long before, God forbid, a child falls in there? Or somebody in a wheelchair who can't stop it in time or whatever? Or anyone who's had a little too much to drink in Wheeling, the friendly city, and starts walking around, can trip over that and fall into it. It's just the design is so awful on so many levels. But it's woke. It's woke. And that's pretty much all that matters to so many of these people in Wheeling. Honestly, it's unbelievable. It really is unbelievable. Hey, there's a poll that I want. What is it with my throat this morning? Hold on a second. Well, hopefully that'll be a little better. Sorry about that. There's a poll that I wanted to let you know about on the Big Willie Facebook page, Big Willie 105.5. Let me get to that. Hold on a second, because it's a very good poll. It's very important because I made it. And it's about Steubenville. Hold on one second. Now, where is this poll? Where are you, poll? Where? Just bear with me here. Bear with me. It'll just take a few minutes here to get this. If you're not following the Big Willie 105.5 page, you really need to do that. We have lots of great stuff, including lots of very interesting polls for you. And it's not just country music. It's a lot of current events. But there is country music as well, like this one child of one singer, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill's daughter, Gracie, comes out as queer for Pride Fest. And it's like, really, thank you very much for that. Hold on. Let me get the poll here for it. It's about Steubenville. And about this stupid thing that... Okay, here we go. Steubenville City Council supports National Gun Violence Awareness Month. Do guns cause violence? And it's a poll, and you can vote yes or no. Steubenville City Council, mostly liberals, blaming guns for violence. And they had this poor woman on who lost a child, I believe a child. It was very sad. There's no question about that. I mean, your heart goes out to these people. But it was another excuse using victims to blame guns. And that's why I was tempted to write it not as a Steubenville City Council, but instead Steubenville City Council, supporting National Gun Violence Awareness Month. The very name tells you their political agenda. Guns do not cause violence. Guess who does? People. People cause violence using all sorts of different tools and equipment, including guns and knives and baseball bats and brass knuckles and anything else. Anytime you hear gun violence, understand that you're being played by the left. Understand that this is just another way for the gun grabbers to try to demonize firearms. Gun violence, you mean like knife violence, like car violence, when they use these jihadists use their vehicles to run down people here in America? And Steubenville City Council, that's how hell, let's just call it Steubenville City Council, is all in on this. National Gun Violence Awareness Month. We are aware of the violence, like what's going on in Los Angeles right now, and it ain't the guns. It's the people, especially the illegals. You know, they're waving their flags in the different countries at these riots in Los Angeles. Mexico and Honduras and all these, I don't even recognize half of these flags, these other countries. They're proud of this, but they don't want to go back to those countries. Gee, I wonder why.